Thank God, the theme of this NYTS is follow the Lord Jesus.
那我们知道耶稣是神独生爱子来到人间。
We know that Lord Jesus is the only begotten beloved Son of God.
啊，他是神爱的彰显。
He is manifestation of the love of God.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
啊，所以当我们说来追随主耶稣基督的时候呢
？And we are here to chase after Lord Jesus.
啊，我们要追求爱，追寻爱。
We must pursue love.
我们来看哥林多前书十四章第一节。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
你们要追求爱。
Pursue love.
也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要切慕的是做先知讲道。
And desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
啊，这边保罗跟我们说，我们要追求爱。
Here, Paul exhorts us to pursue after love.
啊，所以今天我们来思考这个主题，来跟随主，来追求爱。
So this is our theme today to study.
我们都知道罗马书啊，它是谈到因信称义。
We know the book of Romans discusses on justification by faith.
那一章到十一章才谈到因信称义的神学思想。
And the theology is presented in chapter 1 to 11.
那因信称义的那种实践呢，生活当中的实践从十二章开始。
But the expression or the life application of that theology is from Romans chapter 12 and forwards.
我们请翻开罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们呢知道主耶稣的恩典是白白给我们的啦。
We know that the Lord Jesus gave us His love unconditionally.
我们只要信呢，就能够得到他的恩典。
We can, as long as we believe, we can receive His grace unconditionally.
但是我们白白得来，要白白舍去啊。
But everything we have received freely, we must freely give.
所以十二章开始就说我们要舍去呢，我们要做活祭。
And so Romans chapter 12 teaches us that we must become living sacrifices for Him.
我们用个人的恩赐啊，用恩赐方面来看自己合乎中道。
We need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, and use our talents and gifts to serve the Lord.
就是我们用恩，我们可以做什么呢？就是我们可以在神面前服侍什么呢？
And so we have to consider what can we do in front of the Lord and to serve Him.
这样看得合乎中道哦。
And
这样看look at us properly according to our gifts. 那再来他就讲说我们在服事上面呢我们的动机要有爱。
So it talks not only that we have to properly utilize our gifts, but we also have to have the motive of love in everything we do.
你不用读你只要看的就好了。
We don't need to read it, just read it quietly to ourselves.
所以十二章第九节在谈到爱众人。
So in verse 9 says to love everyone.
第十节谈到爱弟兄。
And verse 10 says to have brotherly love for one another.
第十一节谈到爱主耶稣基督，要殷勤服事，要火热。
And verse 11 says not lagging diligence, fervent spirit serving the Lord.
那十二节谈到要爱自己，要喜乐，要忍耐，要祷告。
So verse 12 says rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer.
所以九节到二十一节就在谈到对爱要怎么样来追求。
So verse 9 to 21 speaks on how we can pursue after divine love.
那今天因为时间的关系我们就讲一点在追求爱方面呢我们怎么样来爱众人呢
And so today we are going to focus on just one item. How do we have brotherly love for one another?
爱众人啊。
众人 for all.
那我们来看12章的第9节。
Let's look at verse 9.
12章第9节。
Chapter 12 verse 9.
爱人不可虚假。
Let love be without hypocrisy.
跟随耶稣我们要去爱世上的人我们要一颗真诚的心。
If we want to love the people of this world, we need to have a sincere love like Jesus.
这个爱不是一种礼貌上的，是一种外表上的爱。
And this type of love is not just an outward expression, but an inner true love.
这个是诚诚实实。从心里发出来的爱。
This love is pure, sincere, and earnest from the bottom of our heart.
我们看彼得前书一章二十二节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
一章二十二节。你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里切实相爱。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
我们在这边学道理啊，道理可以洁净我们的心。
When we learn the word of God, the word of God can cleanse our hearts.
那这样子我们爱啊，就不会虚假。
Then our love would not be hypocritical.
啊，是诚诚实实从心里发出来的。
And it's true, it's earnest coming from our inner hearts.
啊，我们中国人说啊，爱啊，有一种爱是虚情假意啦，就是假的啦，哈。
And so there is a expression in Chinese that there are love that is not true, it's fake.
啊，比如说有句话说，猫哭耗子啊，它是假的慈悲啊。这个猫是抓老鼠的，现在猫叫不抓老鼠，我不知道了。以前的猫是抓老鼠的，猫如果哭啊，老鼠，这是假的慈悲啊。
So for example, when a cat is crying after the mouse, we know those tears are not real.
啊，我们中国话有一句话说，这个水仙如果不开花，它是装蒜。那个水仙啊，没有开花，它长得跟蒜一样的。
And also, there's another expression that if daffodils do not bloom, it is also like garlic.
啊，这个是假的蒜，装蒜。
These are not the real garlic.
那个西班牙话有一句话说，这种鳄鱼的眼泪啊，那个鳄鱼的眼泪它是假的，它不是真的眼泪。
And there's another expression from the Latino world about crocodile tears.
有的人啊，爱啊，我们现在因为受过教育的关系哈，我们有时候。爱问安是一种很表面的问安。
So sometimes when we even greet with one another, we don't really greet them from the bottom of our hearts.
我们小时候写英文 How are you 的这种 How are you 的这个回答就是 I'm fine, thank you, and you 就是这样子。
And we always learn that the proper response to someone saying How are you to you is to say fine and you.
如果你说 I'm not fine, 对方就觉得头痛了。
And if you say, I'm not fine, then it'll cause trouble for the other.
因为你根本没有真的想要有一个心啊，要来关心他。
Because actually, that was only a way of greeting. You never meant to actually ask them how they are doing.
那有的人不只是虚的啊，他更有一种 hidden agenda, 他更有一种不好的意念在里面。
And some people, not only do they not really care about you, they also have some sort of hidden agenda.
我们中国话说口蜜腹剑啊，嘴巴甜蜜蜜的。心里头有 一把剑。
And there's a Chinese expression that the lips are like honey, but the heart has a hidden dagger.
请问犹大怎么卖耶稣的？
So how did Judas betray Jesus?
他是用亲嘴的方式。
He used a kiss.
啊，亲他就是为了要卖他。
And such an intimate kiss to betray Jesus.
啊，在旧约圣经有一个大将军叫约押，啊，他怎么杀了另外一个大将军叫亚玛撒的呢？
And there was a general called Joab in the Old Testament that betrayed another commander, Abishai.
他也是用问安的方式把他杀了。
He also betrayed him by greeting him.
因为他们阿兵哥啊，军人嘛，都是穿军装，有配这个刀啊，刀有鞘啊。
Because they had to wear their armors on the soldiers.
啊，这个约押就把对方的斧子啊，要跟他亲嘴，把他抓住来跟他亲嘴。
And so when Joab was greeting him, he grabbed the other person's beard and pulled it toward him.
那这个之前呢，他是故意让他的刀啊，好像掉在地上，从鞘里面掉出来。
And it seemed like he had dropped his dagger on the ground by mistake.
啊，他就从左手把刀捡起来。
And so he yanked his beard forward and picked up the dagger
from the ground. 右手抓住人家的胡须亲嘴。
And he kissed him with his lips.
啊，抓住呼吸亲嘴这么近，他看不到手里有什么，他手就这样一刀就进去了。
And when he was so close to him with his beard in his hand, he was able to take the dagger and stab it into his heart through his left hand.
这种亲嘴是一种 hidden agenda, 它是有一种不好意的，是一种嘴巴甜甜的，里面是一把刀啦。
So this type of greeting is the worst kind because it is honey on the lips, but it is a dagger in the heart.
那今天我们怎么样从心里真的能够切实的爱弟兄姐妹呢？
So how can we really sincerely love others around us?
啊，我们一定要为了耶稣基督来爱人。
We must love others because of Jesus Christ.
啊，耶稣说：“我是给你们一条新的命令。”
So Lord Jesus says, "I give you a new command."
就是你们要爱别人像自己一样。
And you must love others as yourselves.
那主耶稣这个命令其实在旧约就有了。
Actually, this commandment is not a new commandment. It was already from the Old
Testament. 那这个爱自己像什么呢？就像耶稣一样，爱到爱人不是如己而已，要爱人舍己啊。
And so we need to love others as Lord Jesus loved others and sacrificed himself for others.
那我们爱就是为了这一句话，因为耶稣说我们这样做，众人就看出我们是他的门徒。
Lord Jesus says that if we love others as ourselves, then others can see that we are his disciples.
因为圣经讲，如果你不去爱那个看着见的人，怎么可能过去爱看不见的神呢？
Because the Bible teaches us, if we cannot love the people we can see, how can we love that invisible God we cannot see?
所以如果我们有任何的爱，我们都是不求回报的，因为我们不是坐在他的身上，我们是坐在主耶稣的身上。
So any expression of love that we do is unconditional because we believe when we love others, we're doing it for the body of Christ.
所以如果你送给一个人一盒巧克力啊，那个接受的人没有负担。
And so when you give a person a box of chocolates, that person should not feel burdened.
因为他知道你是送，因为爱主耶稣来爱他，所以他不用一定要送给你啊另外一盒巧克力啦。
Because they know that you do this out of love for Jesus Christ, so they know they don't need to repay you with another box of chocolates.
所以我们如果真的爱耶稣的话，我们的爱是不会期待回报的爱啊。
Therefore, if we truly love one another, we will never ask for anything in return.
我印象很深刻，我们小时候啊，有一个阿姨老师很爱我们。
And I remember, from my young days that when I was a little child, there's an RE teacher that really loved me.
常常礼拜六上课，礼拜天带我们出去玩，那请我们去吃串冰。
And, Saturday after our classes were over, they would, the teacher would take us out to play, sometimes even on Sundays, to have, ice cream.
那其实他要花很多钱呢。
And even though this teacher had to spend so much money.
一次两次我们就算了，让他花钱，三次四次，我们觉得不好意思，哎，老师啊。啊，怎么每次都你掏腰包呢？
After the first and second time, we felt really uncomfortable. After the third and fourth time, we felt really guilty. How come the teacher is spending all this money on shaved ice for us?
那讲一句话，我一辈子没有办法忘记。
But it left a deep impression in my heart. I can never forget this teacher anymore.
他说我是坐在主耶稣身上。
Because the teacher told me that I'm doing this on the body of Christ. 你们
长大之后照样的对待一般的弟兄姐妹，一般的人，这样就好了。
When you grow up, you likewise should do this on others as well.
我们来看啊，约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at first.
约翰二书第二节。
Second John chapter two, verse 2.
啊，这里有一节约翰二书第二节啊。
Second John chapter 1 verse 2.
约翰二书第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
爱你们是为真理的缘故。
Because of the truth which abides in us will be with us forever.
这个中文说爱你们是为真理的缘故。
So in Chinese it says that we love you because of the truth.
真的很多人不可爱的啦。
And there is really a lot of people that is not lovable.
用我自己的方法，我自己的想法，你是不值得我爱的啦。
If we look at this person, we'll say this person is not deserving of our love.
但是因为真理的缘故，因为耶稣这样跟我说。
But because of the truth, because Lord Jesus commands us.
啊，因为耶稣对我的爱很大。
Because Lord Jesus' love is so great.
啊，所以我就能够有办法真诚的从心里发出的来爱人呢。
And so we can have the sincere love to love others unconditionally.
我以前跟弟兄姐妹讲。讲过一个我看过的一件事情啊。
And one time I shared with you before about what I saw.
啊，在伊丽莎白教有一次来了一个慕道朋友。
One time there was a true seeker that came to Elizabeth Church in New Jersey.
啊，他问一个问题。
And he asked a question.
神真的是慈爱的吗
？Is God really love？
啊，如果神的是慈爱，为什么生出一个小魔鬼来呢
？Well, if God is really love, then how come my child is like a demon？
哎，他这个孩子真的是过动，很糟糕。
Because his child was a really severe case of ADD.
啊，到教会啊，到处破坏。
And he would ruin everything that he contacts.
妈妈都受不了。
His parents could not stand him.
中午的时候，一个姐妹在喂他吃饭。
And so there was a sister who was feeding this child during lunchtime.
这个小朋友很喜欢吐痰。
And this child really likes to spit on others.
这个一吃饭呢，这个吃到一半就吐痰在那个姐妹的脸上面了。
And as the sister is feeding this child, the child would in mid-bite spit it back in her face.
我刚好在那里啊。
And I saw it with my own eyes.
我就是看那个姐妹到底要怎么办。
And I looked at the sister to see how she would react.
那个姐妹哦，不慌不忙啊。
And that sister nonchalantly
擦掉继续喂啊。
Just took up a tissue and wipe off her stain and continue to feed.
所以爱你是为了真理的缘故啊。
And so we love others because of the truth.
啊，因为爱耶稣，所以我们可以真诚。
Because we love Jesus, so we can be true.
我们再来看罗马书的十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
我们把红线夹在十二章哈。
We can keep our bookmark on Romans chapter 12.
第九节
，verse 9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
这个爱吼，那个恶的不能爱了，只有善的才能爱了。
So we abhor that what's evil, meaning we cannot love evil and we cling to the good.
如果你说你爱，爱到连恶都爱，这不是真的追求爱。
It is not true to pursue love if we even love evil deeds of others.
啊，你看在四世纪的十七章哦。
And we look at Judges chapter 17.
啊，有一个妈妈，她丢了1,100 shekels，那是很多的钱呐。
And there is a mother who lost 1,200 shekels.
她不晓谁偷的，她因为这样就咒诅那个偷的人了哦。
And she didn't know who had stolen it, so she cursed the person whoever stole it from her.
她不晓得怎么咒诅了，可能说一些不好听的话吧，比如说。如果谁偷了我钱，他生儿子没有什么东西，这样，比如说了哦。
Maybe she had cursed the descendant of this person who stole her money.
哎，那个，他一说完之后，他儿子说：“妈妈是我偷的啦。”
But then afterwards, the child said to the mother, confessed, saying that I'm the one who stole the money.
妈妈马上说：“哦，愿神祝福你哦。”
But then immediately the mother said, "Oh, may the Lord bless you."
他儿子偷钱哦。
Even though her son stole money,
原来是咒诅的。
Originally, she was cursing this person.
知道是儿子偷的，马上说愿神祝福你哦。
But as soon as she found out who was the burglar, she immediately blessed her son.
这是真的爱吗？
Is this a true love?
哥林多前书第五章讲，哥林多教会很自夸，他们爱很大，自高自大。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 5 says that Corinthian church were very arrogant about their love.
因为他们爱到连那个弟兄姐妹娶继母的，他们都可以接受了。
So they even accepted those members who married their stepmother.
保罗说这个连外邦人都没有人这样做了。
And so Paul said even the Gentiles cannot find such case.
怎么可以教会有这样的爱，这样的事情存在呢？
How can we have such cases of love?
所以爱是只喜欢真理啊，不喜欢不义。
To permit such evil to happen, and so love does not hate evil.But only loves truth.
他说如果没有公义的爱啊，那个是烂爱，那个不是真的爱。
So love without justice is not love at all. It is not the kind of love that's divine.
现在的人哦，很会懂用这句话说是我爱你啊，就是爱用abuse 啊，就是滥用这个爱字，爱字。
The people today abuse the word of love.
那如果你爱错了，没有公义，其实它带来的伤害比那个你的爱还来得大。
Because if you love wrongly, then it will bring greater harm to a person.
我们说爱啊，好像水一样哦，水如果有一个 boundary 在杯子里面呢、啊，很棒的，可以来解渴的。
Love is like water. It has its boundaries. For example, in a cup.
啊，那是很好的。
And that is a good thing.
那爱好像火一样，在火炉里面是可以温暖人的。
And if love is like a fire in an oven, it's good. It can give us warmth.
啊，但是如果它出了这个界限。
But if that love exceeds the right boundaries,
水大成为大水会淹了很多财产的。
When there is a water that's too much exceeding a boundary like a flood, it could destroy a lot of properties.
火出了火炉可以把房子烧掉的。
And fire that escapes from the oven could burn down the entire home.
所以我们知道今天爱一定要有圣经做我们的基础。
And so love today must be based on grounded on truth.
我们在这边举开神训班。
And we're here to have NYTS.
我们说我们爱我们的孩子。
We say we love our children.
有的孩子晚上如果说了一两点起来这个jumping up and down like a monkey, 哦，就是都不守规矩，你还爱他吗？
But if some children don't have any sort of discipline and just jump around, even though it's 2 a.m. in the morning,
这样是真的爱吗？
For a parent to permit that, would that be love?
所以爱啊，是要亲近善，是要厌恶恶。
So love loves the truth and hates evil.
我们再来看罗马书十二章的十五节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 15.
十五章十五节，十六节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 15, 16.
与喜乐的人要同喜乐，与哀哭的人要同哀哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
十七、十六节，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，都要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Be of the same mind to one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
如果有人呢考上好的大学，我们要跟他们一起高兴。
If a person gets into a great college, we should celebrate with them.
有的人考试成绩不好，我们要跟他一起悲伤。
And when someone has bad grades, we can commiserate with them.
我们要自己不要觉得自己比人家好。
We must not treat others as being treat ourselves as being greater than others.
好像自信高大，什么都比人家好，然后就自以为聪明，就看不起人家。
Do not think so highly of ourselves as if we know everything.
所以真的能爱人啊，能够让人家感受得到，因为你有一颗同理的心。
And so if you really love others, you will have that humble heart.
圣经记载玛利亚她因为弟弟死了所以她哭了。
And the Bible records that when Mary's brother died, younger brother died, that she was very sad and sorrowful.
跟他来一起来的人也哭了。
And all the other people who visited her mourned along with her for Lazarus.
耶稣看见这样的情形啊，他说圣经上讲耶稣哭了。
And when Lord Jesus witnessed the scene, the Bible records that Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
因为除了看到他们忧伤，看到他们不信忧伤以外，真的是因为他们也忧伤，他也跟着忧伤了。
And because Lord Jesus saw how miserable they were, he commiserated with them and wept also.
生命记上四章，生命记最后一章谈到我们的主是住在荆棘中的上主。
So the last chapter of Deuteronomy says that our God is a God that lives among the thorns.
为什么我们的主会住在荆棘当中呢？
Why does a God dwell in the thorns?
请问摩西怎么样看到神跟他呼召呢？
How did Moses first meet God?
因为主啊在荆棘里面呢，在荆棘的火焰里面呢。
Because he met God in the midst of the fire in a thorn bush.
为什么？
Why?
因为以色列百姓本来就住在水深火热之中啊。
Because the Israelites are living in a suffering place of wilderness
and desert. 所以我们苦，我们的主就跟我们一样受苦。
And they were suffering in Egypt, and so the Lord God was suffering along with them.
小弟最喜欢的一节就在希伯来书里面第四章啊。
And one of my favorite verses is in Hebrews.
他说耶稣啊，凡事受试探，与我们一样。
And there it states that Lord Jesus was subject to all the weaknesses as we were all subject to.
他受试探与我们一样，所以我们都很窝心，因为常常我们自己受试探，觉得好像很沮丧，因为觉得好像每次来 NYTS 哦，悔改了，下次来又要再悔改。
And we may feel very disappointed with ourselves because there are a lot of sinful habits we're unable to kick. And every time we come here to NYTS, we're repenting of our sins, but we can never seem to kick the bad habits.
有时候都不好意思再来了，为什么我那么软弱呢？
We feel so ashamed over our weaknesses. Why can we not overcome it?
圣经上讲他耶稣啊，他不是不能了解我们的软弱。
And the Bible records that it's not God who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
所以你走过的他都知道。
Because he himself has gone through the same things we have.
所以你可以尽管坦然无惧的来到施恩座前。
So he is not a priest that cannot sympathize with us. Therefore, we can come forward into his throne of grace with full confidence.
这个就是主耶稣的同理心啊。
And so this is his heart for us, so we can.
如果我们要爱人没有同理心，有时候我们越爱对方越受伤害。
We can boldly approach his throne, and that's why when we love others, we can love others with all our heart.
如果我们没有同理心了 ，like-minded love 哈
，if we do not
越爱对方越受伤害。
So if we do not have a like-minded heart of Christ, then when we love others, we will actually hurt them.
请问耶伯的朋友不爱耶伯吗
？Let's consider, didn't Job's friends not love him?
一生病哦，马上连夜赶来呢。
And as soon as they heard that he was sick, they immediately came that day to visit him.
跟他在一起几天，就是坐在那里没有做什么呢，就是陪他了。
They sat there for many days and doing nothing just to commiserate with him.
但是因为没有同理心，耶伯说你们都是没有用的医生啊。
But they did not have the like mind with him, so they were really unable to share in his suffering.
所以我们英文有句话说，你要穿着他的鞋来走他的路。
And so there's this expression that says that you have to walk 1,000 miles with another person's shoes.
真的，我们要跟人家同甘共苦啦。
So we need to share in the sufferings with others.
不晓得你同不同意哈、哦、
？Do you agree?
那个弟兄当中哈、哦，共苦比较容易，同甘比较难。
Sometimes it's easier to share in the sufferings, but it's harder to share in the like-mindedness.
In among biological brother 哈、哦。
Among biological brothers.
So, 一起受苦比较容易啦。
It's easier to suffer together.
所以我们中国话说打捉贼啊怕后的打老虎啊都是要亲兄弟啦。打老虎捉贼啊有辛苦的事情都要亲兄弟一起来做。
And so there's an expression in Chinese that says that, for the most difficult things that you want to ask, you have to ask your own brother.
但是同甘好像不容易啊。
But to have that same like-mindedness is difficult.
一起享受荣华富贵不容易啊。
It is hard to enjoy riches together.
你看哦，大卫后来作诗说：“弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。”
We know David wrote a psalm saying how wonderful it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
为什么？
Why?
你有没有注意到他跟他的弟兄也是很难同居哦？
Because we can see that David had a hard time getting along with his brothers.
他去打仗，他的哥们都会误会他的啦。
When he went to fight with Goliath, even his brothers did not understand him.
你更看到他的儿子们哦，很难同居，因为大家都是含金汤匙长大的。
And his close kin, his own sons, were against him.
大家都杀来杀去的。
And they all try to kill each other to vie for position.
所以我们说同理心哦，弟兄共苦容易同甘的。但是呢，如果员工跟老板之间好像同甘容易共苦难了哦。
And so, with a employer and employee, it'll be harder to suffer together, but they may have the same mind.
老板有困难，公司经营不好，我再换另外一家就有了。
Without the same mind, because employees can switch jobs at will.
但是我们如果真的去爱的时候啊。
But when we love another person,
我们就能够真的一种同理心，可以跟人家同甘共苦。
We can love the others with the same like-minded heart.
我觉得我们要追求主耶稣更难的就是第四点啊。
And so the hardest thing for us to pursue the love of God, Jesus is number four.
十二章的二十一节。
In chapter 12, verse 21 in Romans.
十二章二十一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 21.
你不可为恶所胜，还要以善胜恶。
Do not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good.
人家打你一拳，你要亲人家一下。人家打你一拳哦，你要亲人家一下。
If someone beats you in the face with their fist, then you should turn around and kiss them.
这是以善胜恶啊。
It is to overcome evil with good.
我是觉得这个真的很难哦。
And this is so difficult standard for us Christians.
我是觉得主耶稣的道理标准真的很高。
We know that Lord Jesus' standard for this is set so high.
但是我们要慢慢的追求，完全跟天父完全一样。
Even though the bar is set up so high, we need to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
但是至少呢，我们在爱众人这方面呢，至少我们要做到，虽然一下子没办法这样子，我们至少我们要做到不要以恶报恶。
And so when we try to love one another, the least we can do is not to repay evil with evil.
我们看十七节。
And let's look at verse 17.
不要以恶报恶。
Repay no one evil for evil.
至少如果不想亲力为气的话，至少人家打你一下，你不要打人家一下了。
And so when, at least when someone slaps you, do not slap them back.
我跟那个南非的弟兄姐妹讲，因为那个地方抢劫很多。
And I encourage these South African brothers and sisters because over there they have a lot of robberies.
你们不要人家抢你哦，你要不要把人家抢回来？很多人因为这样呢，就牺牲生命了。
Because if they rob you, don't try to rob things back because then you could lose your life.
有时候他们真的是舍不得哈。
But sometimes they really didn't want to let it go.
有一户超市啊，就是抢匪来了啊，就是拿枪打劫。
And there was a family that owned a supermarket, and there was a burglary, a robbery.
他走的时候，他抢成功的时候呢，那个被抢的店主很不甘心了，这个酒瓶拿起来就追出去了。
And after the person came in with a gun and robbed the store and was on his way out, the owner of the store was very upset and took up a wine bottle and chased after this burglar.
但是其实抢匪都是一整群的，因为有些人是埋伏在店里面，他这个拿起来去追的时候，要打人的时候就被人家把他扛荡了。
And as soon as he chased after a person who came in to rob the store, he was gunned down by the partners of the robber.
我们跟他们讲哦，耶稣说哈，人家打你右脸给左脸啦，人家要你的里衣给外衣啦，要你要走一里路，你走两里路。这个就是呢，耶稣教我们要真的也要懂得怎么保护自己啊。
And so this is what the Bible teaches us, according to Jesus, is to walk a mile. They walk with you 1 mile, walk with them 2 miles. If they slap your cheek, turn the other cheek, and they take your cloak. Clothes, give them the entire cloak also.
所以至少我们不要以恶报恶啦。
But at the minimum, do not repay anyone evil for evil.
其实在旧约齁，他那个他是说，如果人家挖你一个眼睛，你要挖他一个眼睛的。
According to the law in the Old Testament, it's an eye for an eye.
那为什么要这样做呢？
And why do they do that?
那是为了要止住这个暴力啊，为了要用这样方法来止住暴力。
And this is a way for them to be able to, stop any more violence.
这个其实我们看这个世界哦，这个在法律上应该也是有一些作用才对。
From escalating, and so today's laws and statutes also reflect that.
小弟有一次到这个阿联酋这个地方去的时候，
阿联酋
就是 AUE 啊 ，Arabic Emirate United.
Okay, so one time I went to visit the Arabic United Emirates.
我觉得哇，那里有一件很舒爽的事情，就是你 iPhone 随便乱丢都不会丢掉。
And there is a good thing that in Canada, because if you drop your iPhone, lose it, no one would pick it up.
那个在南非哦，晚上没有人走，你到那边12点钟、2点钟到处走都没有人，都没有关系。
南非。So when I was in South Africa, no matter where you
你不可以随便乱走的。
You cannot walk anywhere at night because it's very dangerous.
但是在 AUE 你随便几点钟走都没问题。
But in AUE, anywhere you go, any time of the night is fine.
那差别在哪里？
And what is the difference?
南非没有死刑啊，那个小偷被抓到哈，两一下就放出来了。
Because in South Africa there is no death penalty, but there is okay.
啊，那个robbery 抓到一下就出来了。
Because after as soon as they're they're captured, they are let out of prison right away.
但是在 AUE 哦，那个偷东西啊，那手要砍下来的。
But in AUE, if you are discovered to be stealing, they will cut off your limbs.
所以用以眼还眼，如果在法律上它是有作用的。
And so to use the statute of eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, it has its merits in law.
但是如果在人跟人之间哦，就很就是说有它的后遗症了。
But this type of law, if applied to human relationships, will cause damaging consequences.
你挖我一个眼睛，我挖你一个眼睛，那到最后大家就是冤冤相报，就这个到最后就是。儿子也跟着报仇，孙子也跟着报仇。
Because if we gouge out one person's eyes, and that person gouge out one of our eyes, and then we will continue to have family feuds.
所以耶稣来带了一个新的道理。
And so Lord Jesus came and gave a new command.
我们要用爱来胜过恶。
Now we need to repay evil, use good to overcome evil.
那至少不要用以恶报恶。
And at a minimum, do not repay evil with evil.
如果我们有能力哦来报复哈。又不报复，这个才是真的。没有要报以恶报恶。如果你没有能力，那当然你就没有办法报复啦。
And if you have this capability to be able to repay evil with evil, then that shows your good virtue. But if you don't even have the capability to repay evil with evil, then there's nothing to speak of.
最近啊，小弟看到一个记事了哈，就是一段故事。
Recently, I read this story.
他说，在早期的美国的棒球队啊，他们都是棒球队都是只有白人的天下，没有黑人在打。
In the early days of baseball, it was only for whites and not for black.
那有一个这个球队的 owner 呢，他就开始 recruit 第一个黑人来打。
For black ball players, there was no room for them. But there was this one owner of a baseball league that started to recruit black ball players.
那这个人当然他的棒球，他运动神经很好，要打架都没有问题的啦。
And this black man was very strong. He was able to play very well, but he could also fight very well.
但是他的老板就跟他讲哦。
But his boss told him.
你来到这个地方一定有很多的困难，因为没有人走过这条路啦。
When you come to join this league, you'll encounter many sufferings.
但是你唯一保护的地方就在球场，常常打全垒打就可以了。
Because no one is taking this road that you're taking. You'll be the first run, the forerunner. So, but the way that you can pay them back is to do the best you can at the ball field in games.
因为他真的一进来之后就被人家排斥了，被人家 bully 哦。
As soon as he came and joined the league, he was immediately bullied by others.
那这个教练也不喜欢他。
The coach hated him.
那个他的那些队友也不喜欢他。
And all his teammates hated him too.
跟人家一起打，人家打球应该投给他打的，结果是往他身上投了。
And when they were playing together, instead of throwing the ball to him, they were throwing the ball at him.
他有没有能力反击呢？
Did he have the ability to fight back?
他有啊 ，physically 他有啊。
Of course, he was very strong physically.
但是为了他们这个民族的未来可以打球，他就是忍下来了。
But in order to pave the way for future black ball players, he endured.
所以我们也要学习哈。
And so we need to learn.
至少不要以恶报恶。
At least.Not to repay evil for evil.
17节
And verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽量与众人和睦。请读。
Repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men.
我们要尽量与众人和睦。
We need to strive to be at peace with all.
但是有时候真的做不到啊。
But sometimes it's very difficult.
所以众人以为美的，你要留心，你要跟人家和睦，你要留心啊。
And so to be at peace with as much as within our control, is very, we have to be careful.
比如说但以理的三个朋友、哦、
And just as the three friends of Daniel,
众人以为美就是大家都来拜金偶像、啊、
What everyone thought, considered was good was to worship the golden statue.
但是可以这样做吗?
But is this the right thing for them to do?
所以你要留心啊, 大家以为好的, 你要跟大家和睦, 你要留心啊。
But we also have to be careful and alert because what everyone considers good is may not be good for us.
这个道理合不合乎道理呢?
And is this the right gospel doctrine for us?
那我们再想一个问题,
Let's think about this.
有时候我们觉得别人家对我们不好。
Sometimes we think other people are treating us terribly.
你到底要不要以恶报恶?
Should you repay them with evil?
那你要想这个你觉得人家对你不好有三个可能哦。
And when someone treats you with evil, there could be three reasons.
第一个就是你自己的感觉。
One, it could be your own perception.
第二个这个不好是社会上的标准,众人以为这样是不好的,以为美的。
Maybe the second reason is because what others feel this is the right thing to do, or good to do.
第三,这个是真的,真理上觉得这个人对你所做的真的是不好。
Or number three, what this person really did to you according to the truth of the Bible is wrong.
有时候我们觉得我们应该,我们受欺负了。
And sometimes we think that we should deserve this type of abuse, but it is only a standard with society. And it could be just our own perception. But does the Bible speak in this way? So we need to try to strive to be at peace with all.
那我们继续往下读哦。
And continue.
好了，如果我学习啊，我不打回去了，我人家打微笑，我不打回去了。
So if we learn not to fight, repay evil for evil.
但是至少让我讲一下可以吧？让我跟大家讲，其实对方是错的，可以吧？
Can I at least fight back with my words?
我们来看一下十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为圣经上说。 主说,伸冤在我,我必报应。
Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
我们被打已经受委屈了。
When we have been hurt, we are pained.
我们不打回去已经很了不起了。
And even though we're wounded, we don't fight back, that's pretty good already.
可以讲一讲,讲一讲比较舒服嘛, 对不对?
And if we talk about it, we feel better.
你站在我这边,我觉得我理比较大, 对不对?
At least when we talk to someone else and they can sympathize with us, we feel better.
所以我就到处找人来伸冤啊。
And so we talk to all different people about this situation.
实际上讲,你不一定要这样做了。
But the Bible says we don't need to do this.
因为伸冤在主, 主耶稣比你更有办法来报应的啦。
Because the Bible says vengeance is the Lord's. He will repay for us. Especially those that give sermons. Sometimes when we get hurt, we like to give a piece of our mind while we're on the pulpit.
但是如果我们讲一讲,
but those people who are listening may be suffering.
所以真的我们有时候连嘴巴都没有办法讲的。
And so sometimes when we encounter situations like this when we've been hurt, we cannot speak with our mouth.
其实我们看这个时代有一个比讲台更大的讲台, 就是网络。
And there is actually a greater pulpit now than the actual pulpit is the website.
我们这边讲可能只有100个人在听啊, 100多个人在听啊。
Because we stand here to speak, only 100 people hear it.
我们在网络上伸冤哦, 大概有几千人可以来支持我们啊。
But if we tell everyone on the web, then more than thousands of people will hear about it.
那对方是错的, 我是对的。
That will say the other person has wronged against me.
你知道现在人有一些外邦人真的是, 不够decent啊, 哦, 不够decent。
And sometimes some of the Gentiles are not very decent.
有男女生哦, 谈恋爱啊, 有时候有一些亲密性的行为。
And sometimes they may have come from an intimate relationship.
结果, 他们 break up 了, 他们分开了。
But then they broke up.
他们就把以前那种亲密性的行为的 video 就把它公布在网络来侮辱呢以前的男女朋友啊。
And they'll post up all the intimate details, even videos of their past together, so other people could, so they could stain their reputation.
我们觉得这个是很不decent的，很不合道理的，很不怎么讲呢？ Decent 怎么讲？ 很不应该有的事情啊。
And we consider this is not very decent according to moral standards.
但是所以我们更要注意呢我们的嘴巴声音的问题。
So we need to be very careful about what we say with our tongue.
摩西被他姐姐欺负了。
When Moses was verbally abused by his sister.
姐姐因为嫉妒他就攻击他的婚姻了。
Because his sister was jealous of him, so his sister attacked his marriage.
那如果摩西要找人家同情，应该有方法的。
And if Moses wanted to tell others about his suffering, of course there were ears willing to
listen. 但圣经上讲，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上一切众人。
But the Bible stated that Moses was most humble, the humblest man on earth.
所以他嘴巴闭起来啊。
And so he kept his mouth shut.
因为他闭了嘴巴，神就为他来讲话。
But because he shut his mouth, then God opened his mouth on his behalf.
神的荣光就照了米利暗，就照了亚伦。
And so the glory light of God shone down Aaron and Miriam.
然后就到最后，米利暗他最后是得大麻风啊。
And later on, Miriam contracted leprosy.
你看，玛利亚多爱主耶稣基督。
Another case, you can look at Mary, who loved God very much.
她不是很有钱的。
Loved Jesus Christ very much. She was not that rich.
最珍贵的珍奶拿香膏打破了，一滴不留的浇在主耶稣身上。
Yeah, she was willing to sacrifice her very expensive pure nard on the body of Jesus.
批评他的是谁？
But who was the one who criticized?
不是一般人呐。
It was not any ordinary person.
是使徒，是主耶稣身边的人。
It was disciple, someone who was close to the heart of Jesus Christ.
如果别人批评，可能他还不觉得难过。
If other people were to have reputed her, she may not have felt so sad.
但是他觉得难过，他不讲话。
But the person who attacked her was someone who was so close to God.
他不讲话，主耶稣帮他讲话。
Close to Jesus and. Jesus, even though she heard this, she didn't say anything, but Lord Jesus spoke on her behalf.
主耶稣说，你们世上常常有一些穷人，但是你们不常有我。他做的是一件极美的事情。
And so Lord Jesus defended her by saying that you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. What she has done on me is a beautiful thing that everyone will remember.
所以不为自己伸冤，神会为我们来伸冤。
And so we don't need to avenge for herself. God will avenge for us.
慢慢的呢，我们手不动，嘴不动，到最后真的可以。 达到以爱来胜二。
And if our hands do not move and our lips do not move, eventually we can attain that perfect standard, that bar that God wants us to reach.
就到耶稣的程度呢，卖他的都可以为他洗脚啊。
To the standard of Lord Jesus, that even that he is able to wash the feet of the one that was about to betray him.
我们看12章的20节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 20.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就把炭火堆在他头上。
Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you'll heap coals of fire on his head.
21节。
Verse 21.
你不可为恶所胜，还要以善胜恶。
Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
这个是不容易的了。
And this is not easy.
但是有人做到了。
But there have been people who was able to do this.
你看到扫罗要追杀大卫。
Look at when Saul was trying to kill David.
大卫有机会把他杀了，因为他在大姐，这两个都在洞里面。
There are quite a few opportunities when David could kill him. For example, when he was in a cave.
大卫只是把他的那个衣襟剪下来，他都觉得很良心，很不安呐。And
David was able to kill Saul right there, but instead he just cut off a corner of his garment, and yet his conscience was rebuking him.
他说：“我怎么可以这样来对待受膏者呢？”
And because David said, "How can I treat a person who's been anointed by God in such a way?"
结果一出来啊，他就跟扫罗，远远的叫扫罗，你是我的主，我的王啊，俯伏在他面前。
And so when he came out of the cave, he called Saul, Saul, my king, here I am.
那个是你要算我是误会了，我没有对你那么不好了。
I didn't do anything that to deserve your deserve this punishment. Here I am, but I never did anything wrong to you.
扫罗说，扫罗真的眼泪掉下来。And
Saul was so touched that his tears. He wept.
他说没有人对待敌人是这样子的。And
he was so touched, he says, no one treats their enemies like this.
到最后还祝福大卫啊。And
then Saul blessed David.
所以真的很难，那是耶稣做到了，大卫也做到了。And
so even though it's very difficult, Lord Jesus has set this example for us. And same thing with King David, he has also seen.
真的有些弟兄姐妹也做到了。And
also some brothers and sisters in our church have done this as well.
我很难忘记那个见证。I
will never forget this testimony.
有个姐妹刚信了耶稣。There
is a sister who just came to believe in the Lord.
她很认真。She
was very earnest.
她圣经一直看。She
studied the Bible very closely.
有一次看到马太福音第五章。One
time she studied Matthew chapter 5.
你要爱你的敌人，为那逼迫你的祷告。And
you have to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
她说她眼泪马上掉下来。And
tears started to come fall down from her eyes.
她跟主耶稣讲。
She said to Lord Jesus,
主啊，我做不到。
Lord, I cannot do this.
我没有办法。
I can't do it.
我太恨这个人了。
I hate this person so much.
他让我的爸爸妈妈婚姻破裂。
This person caused my mother and father to break up their marriage.
他把我妈妈抢走，后来又abuse 我的妈妈。
And not only that, he stole my mother to be married and also later on abused her.
我那个童年的黑暗，我那个童年的孤单，我童年的黑暗是从这个人来的。
And all my darkness in my childhood, all the pains I endured was all because of this hateful man.
主啊，我做不到。
Lord, I cannot forgive.
但是我想做基督徒怎么办呢
？But I want to be a Christian, Lord. What do I do?
她跪下来祷告。
And so she knelt down to pray.
然后祷告的时候，圣灵大大降在她身上。
As she was praying, the Holy Spirit filled within her heart greatly.
感受到耶稣多么的爱她。
She felt dear, overwhelming love of Jesus Christ filled in her heart.
她突然觉得她那个恨的人，那个人好可怜，他是被罪捆绑的人。
And then she felt that the other person that she hated was really so pitiful.He was in bondage from sin.
他突然心开了呢。
Then our heart was opened.
这个恨啊，这个多年的阴影，因为他那个时候释放他了，他自己也被释放掉了。
And all these shadow that has cast over all her life was lifted in that moment when she's able to release this person from the hatred, of her heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，以善生恶真的很难。
And she freed herself at the same time. So yes.Brothers and sisters, it's very hard to overcome evil with good.
但是真的，我们靠着那加添给我们力量的，我们可以做得到。
But we can do all things through Him who gives us strength.
你知道吗？如果我们人生真的能够达到这样的爱，追求到这样的爱。
And you know what? If we can reach the standard of love that Lord Jesus has commanded us,
你的人生啊，你字典里面呢就没有敌人这两个字。
Then in your dictionary, your life would not appear this word enemy.
你就会知道你是一个真正自由的人呢、啊。
And you will be free from all sins.
因为真理让你得到自由了。
Because the truth has set you free.
我们今天说我们要追随耶稣基督。
And today we say we want to pursue after Jesus Christ.
神就是爱。
We want to follow Him, but God is love.
所以我们要诚诚实实的来爱。
So we need to love with the truth.
我们要爱对的，恶的我们要厌恶。
We need to love with all sincerity and hate evil.
啊，我们啊，到最后我们要能够以善来胜恶。
And lastly, we need to overcome evil with good.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
343
首 343.